So we walk back to the house, and I'm like, you know, before I let her go in the house and just walk around and sit down and squat all over the place or whatever, I want to make sure she's clean. So I pick up her tail and I blow on her butt, you know, as you do, because you gotta blow on the butthole to see it. You know, it's not like a cat where you just see their butthole, right? She's got long hair, so you're just like a little blow on the butthole because I want to see if it's clean.
Absolutely no way. This isn't the opening of a big fatty show at this point in time. And then the stinger after will be just like a little blow in the butthole.
I think you just took the fun out of it for fatty because you just said it. But anyway, so I do that. And Daniel, there's a little round poo kernel.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Just a little blow on the butthole, you know, as you do.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4610. The FO for right, the 10th of October 8th. 2025, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day. And y'all, we've got a kerfuffle and something in the Villa Bell box. Me, yes, Big Betty. Hi, everyone. I hope your right day is going well. Y'all, it's me, and 23 days until we switch back to standard time, putting the world back where it ought to be. Y'all, by the way, a little fun fact, this year, we change on Sunday the 2th of November 8th, y'all, which is the second earliest day that we can switch back to standard time. Big Fatty, does that mean we'll have extra days of it? I think it does. Big Fatty, I'm touching myself. Oh, I shouldn't say that, should I?
Happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Dear Gussie, y'all, this weekend, on Sunday, we have a very important anniversarium. Yes, Big Fatty, only 3 weeks until the time changes. It's true. Y'all met both of these gentlemen in Lost Wages, and one of them had a celebration of exiting the birth canal earlier this week. Y'all, they are out there in the Mile High City, and y'all, just two of the nicest people that you'll ever want to meet. Although I didn't get to spend much time with Mr. Man, y'all, I'm talking about none other than that Casey in Denver and Mr. Man. We love Casey in Denver and Mr. Man. We do. And y'all, something tells me that they might have an enormous anniversary. Yes, Big Fatty, the walls will be shaking, and the bedpost, well, never mind. I hope they get some cake. High altitude directions.
Happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Happy
Cassie, y'all, this weekend we have a very impotent celebration of exiting the birth canal. In fact, this person said, good morning, big fatty. earlier this week, y'all met him, I think the first time was at the Pride 48 in Nolens. Although it could have been at the Metropolis Entertainment Complex. If not, it's reversed. But he's been here to the villa. Yes, Big Fatty. And the only thing he's just as nice as he can be. Y'all, he's a survivor. Had a horrible, just a horrible car accident. I don't even remember when it was back. I think it's been in this year or since around this time last year. I don't remember. But he is down there in the Flow Rider. And y'all, the only thing I question is that he's with that DJ Ron. Y'all, you know, there's got to be something's a little off. Something's a little off if you've decided to spend your time with DJ Ron. Big Fatty, you're going to hear about it. And he knows I'm kidding. y'all, I am talking about the celebration of exiting the birth canal of the one and only Gary with two R's. Big Fatty, we love Gary with two R's. We do indeed. So, y'all, if you see Gary with two R's or DJ Ron, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they both get a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty! Y'all, I have a surprise. I was not expecting anything, but by the way, my toaster oven came in. Love it. Just love it. Almost burned my English muffin this morning. Y'all, it's a learning process, but y'all, I got a package here, and y'all, it is from that Holly. It is from that Holly out there in Denver, and y'all, I've undone the tape. Because, y'all, it was taped up as if the skull had done it. And, y'all, there's a card. There's a card here. Y'all, this is a, you know, what does this say here? It says, y'all, it's all wrapped up and everything. Big Fatty, what is it? I don't know. But, y'all, it's wrapped up in crema paper, and it says, Big Fatty, not sure if this is early or late, LOL. Merry crema on whatever calendar you use. Love, Holly and KC. Well, y'all, it's a crema gift, and y'all, it's a red package with a red bow. And it's an orange card. I wonder if I should save that for gay crema. Y'all, I think I'm gonna save both of them right now. Holly and KC, let me know about the card and the giftette, and we'll open those at some point once I receive additional guidance. Ready? Woo! Okay, y'all, let's see. Big Fatty, aren't you going to tell them about your day? Yeah, that's what I was going to do. Oh, Big Fatty, I like this. Y'all, this is music for CBS Saturday Morning. Y'all, it's just kind of upbeat and all, and you know we should be that way on our phone, right? It's true. Y'all, let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, I don't remember what I did. I do. I just watched things on the TV machine, and y'all, then it was time for the Survivor, And y'all, I'm not going to spoil it because I'm sure Crooked Hat's behind. Y'all, I told you the preview was, is he breathing? Y'all, just a calamity, medical calamity is what it was. And, y'all, and then I wasn't real happy with who went home. And, but y'all, I couldn't stay up long enough to watch the ending of it. So I was in the love chamber. Y'all got a 99 SCO on my sleep SCO from the Apple clock. Woke up on Thursday morning, had my coffee, read the paper, did my puzzles. Y'all, as I mentioned, I fixed some Bayfren, but I decided I was going to break in the new toaster oven with a English muffin. And y'all, you know, some toaster ovens, you tell it you want kind of dark. Well, y'all, if I hadn't been watching it, it probably would have been burnt. So it's a learning process. But the English muffin was nice and crunchy, and the Bayfren was delicious, and it was lovely. It was just lovely. And let's see, what else was going on? Oh, the Nip is here. He's just walked in the door. Say hello to everyone, the Nip.
Hello.
Got up, and it was raining. Y'all, we got over an inch of rain here in Fat Acres on Thursday morning. And y'all, a cool front has moved through. Y'all, it is absolutely fantastic outside. Absolutely fantastic. And since it was raining, y'all, I did an hour's worth of walking inside the villa. And then I was off to the senior size class. And from there, I went to the Sam's Club. Big Fatty. Y'all, I wanted to get some sliced cheeses for my charcuterie board for later tonight, for Friday at Fatty's. And I picked up a rotisserie chicken and some strawberries. They're having cheesecake, and I thought I'd macerate some strawberries. Big Fatty, better than masturbating them. It's true. what else did I get? I got some butter. And some fresh squeezed orange juice. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Y'all came home and pulled the chicken off the bone. I nibbled on some of that. And y'all, then I was getting ready to get my share, and this happened.
Mystery day, are you ready?
Ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes, squeaky gentleman caller, I agree. The harvest moon has, there's been some harvesting, and y'all, it was my 34-year-old, gentleman caller that, you know, he sent me a testimonium while we were down there at Rat World. Well, y'all, he came by today, and y'all, let me just tell you, it was just lovely. he left, now here I am. Talking to you about my day. Y'all, one other thing, at my senior size class, I was checking in, and walking in the thing, and one of the ladies goes, your arm is bleeding. And y'all, I look down, it's on my right arm near the elbow, and y'all, I've got a bruise there. And y'all, there was blood all the way up to my wrist where it had dripped down. Y'all, I have no idea what I did, when I did it, how I did it. Y'all, it's just part of becoming of the elderly. You just get bruises, and it's just tissue paper. Your skin is just tissue paper. And so y'all, when I was coming out, y'all, I got in Earl Grey, and I looked down in the armrest in the center. Y'all, it's covered in blood where I'd put my arm up there and didn't even realize it. So anyway, y'all, it was raining, so I had a little towel in there, a little towelette, if you will, and I got some water and scraped off the dried blood. But y'all, you just never know. You never know about these things. But y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Oh, no, not yet. Y'all, watch the big run. And I'm not surprised by who went home. But, you know, I the kids these days, they're just happy-go-lucky. Yes, Big Fatty. And they went happily into the sunset. It's true. And y'all, now that pretty much, oh, and y'all, I watched the finale of the MasterChef duos. And I was very pleased with who won that. Now, Big Fatty, are you sure? Yes. Y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I thought we'd end this week with a kerfuffle. You know, that Jimmy Bear used to send us some right kerfuffles. You hadn't heard from him in a month of Sundays. But y'all, Mrs. Lauren reposted one on the blue butterfly that I thought I would just read to you. It made me chuckle. The post is, this morning I turned on my iPhone only to find that it had changed my username to Shirley, and when I tried to enter a simple Google query, it came out as, do you like gladiator movies? Then I realized I was in airplane mode. See, Big Fatty, that was a good one, y'all. That made me kerfuffle. So maybe that made you kerfuffle as well. Yes, Big Fatty. And if you didn't get it, well, you're not as old as Big Fatty. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend, y'all. I'm happy to say, Moose P has gone to the phlebotomist, and they drained him of some blood. Y'all, evidently thick as gravy. Big Fatty, that's your blood. Well, Moose P needs to cut back on the gravy. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at The Mix. And Crooked Hat, now that you're back home and back in your regular routine, what you got on the agenda?
Just a little blow on the butthole. You know, as you do.
Yes, Big Fatty, your gentleman caller did a little blow on the... Well, never mind.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.